Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Okay, the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, the September wheat opened at 8:80, down 10 on the open. December, 9:05, down 10 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8:45, down 14 and 3 quarters on the open. December, 8:69, down 15 and 3 quarters. March, 8:96, down 13. July, 9:22, down 11 and 3 quarters on the open. September corn opened at 5:43, down 10 on the open. December, 5:62, down 10 and 3 quarters. March, 5:81, down 10 and 3 quarters. September, 6:16, up 4 on the open. December, 6:04 and a quarter, down 6 and a quarter. March of 2010, 6:14 and a half, down 6 and a half on the open. September beans opened at 12:61, down 15 on the open. November 12:71, down 18. January 12:90, down 16 and 3 quarters. March 13:05, down 17 and a quarter. November 12:65, down 11 and a half on the open. September soybean meal opened at 347.50, down 2.30 on the open. October 346.50, down 180. September soybean oil opened at 52.10, down 42 on the open. October 52.48, down 33. August live cattle opened at 101.80, down 12 and a half on the open. August feeders, 113.75, down 10. October lean hog, 76.10, up 30. And February pork bellies, 98.20. They were up 5 on the open. You can receive this broadcast, the opening market report, every day by podcast, as well as all of our key agricultural market analysis. It's as easy as going to our website at willag.org and clicking on the podcast link on the right-hand side of the page. You'll never miss one of our broadcasts. Again, AM 580 Podcasts, it's your agricultural information advantage.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight we'll be at the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau offices in Gilman. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. And that again at the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau in Gilman. The meeting beginning at 7. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Bring your farm questions, and we'll do our best to give you our take on the markets. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Off of the opening bell, prices have come back some. What's going on?
Well, I think, you know, overnight we took some profit-taking. We felt that maybe the weather forecast looked like it could bring some rain into some very much-needed areas where it's dry in the Midwest now. And we just saw a little on enthusiasm through the evening that did bounce back a little bit late this morning. We opened as we closed and run into no selling. And then we saw a little fund buying, thinking that we're somewhere around the value in the bottom as far as the funds went. We surged on up, and we backed off a little bit, and now we're seeing a little bit more of the recovery, corn up 3 and beans up 12 to 13 now. But there is more of a buy-the-dip attitude of the funds in today's market. We don't know if that'll be there later in the day, but because they've sure been fickle. But the day that the funds are in the buy mode, why we see an upsurge, and the day they're in liquidation mode, why we sure see the downsurge. So, unfortunately, lots depending on the funds. And, of course, the Pro Farmer Tour finding a little lower yield potential in Ohio than what was thought there might be.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about these fundamentals, about the John Deere Pro Farmer Crop Tour, the NAS numbers of this week, and the 10-day forecast. When we blend all that together, what are we learning?
Well, I think as we look at the forecast first, Dave, and that's out there, we see a chance of showers Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a chance of anywhere from a quarter to an inch and a half of rain in different areas, and some needing it worse than others. And, of course, that's a little bit on the negative side, saying that we might get some rain to fill some beans and help some of the late corn. The Pro Farmer Tour is finding, lower row counts on the corn ears they're finding. They're finding that the corn isn't mature as they want, and they're finding some of the stands in the bean fields, the stem count is a little bit lower. So that, of course, is very positive. And, we look at those things, and we're trying to blend it together and decide what to really make of this. And I think that weather is probably one of the biggest things that we have to consider between here and the next month.
Yeah, the uncertainty about will we have timely rains for pod fill and crop and a test weight for the corn, as well as, when does that first frost come?
Yeah, now, right now we have no indications of early frost. The weather forecasts that we're looking at don't forecast even for the Canadian prairie an early frost as to what we're looking at now. But as we well know, if you don't like the weather today, why wait till the next forecast, and it'll probably will change some. But, of course, the hurricane hopefully offering some rain to the Delta. I think they had a 50% chance down the Delta tomorrow for some rain showers. And they definitely, their bean crop can be helped by this rain now, this time of year.
On the board, it looks like the corn is moving to full carry. What is that doing to your marketing strategies?
Well, I think basically it's telling us that we want to hang on or look at it. If we're being paid to return to storage, why there's no need to get it out unless we're talking about room situation as far as these farmers go. We're in a hold situation at these levels. We're more of a buy dips mentality, liquidate some puts mentality if we would see a dip down, Dave.
And let's say that we're in one of these garden spots, and there are some here in Illinois, and as well as a couple over your way as well.
Oh, yeah,
in
there's
Indiana.
Some good-looking crops out there.
There's some good-looking crops, and they're going to have to make a decision about storage, beans or corn. What is your inclination at this point?
I'm a tad more inclined to store the beans. I think that we have a potential really for maybe a little more explosive rally in the beans, and we can also store more acres.
Is there still more upside potential on this wheat market?
In the wheat market, as we looked at the wheat, if we could see a move through 890, it'll escalate up. Right now, our resistance is at 889, Dave. But if we go through 890, our next resistance moves up to 926. So, that'd be a 36-cent pop-up if we could break through that 890 bracket.
And as fundamentals in Argentina and Australia suggest that might be a possibility.
Are we talking about some dry weather, Dave?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were talking about. If we've read any news wire you've looked at, if you paid any attention to weather and paid attention to it here, Argentina, two things comes to mind. And number one is the dry weather down there. And number two is their political situation and the possibility that they might institute their own embargo if the farmers decide to strike again. And the farmers are getting unrestful there. And, of course, we've had the last 2.5 years that Australia has just been under a very dry situation.
So is that a yes?
That's a yes, Dave.
Anything you'd like to add this morning, Wayne?
No, I think that we're sort of in a choppy bottoming action here, and we want to keep an eye on things.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and of course, he joins us every Tuesday morning on the opening Commodity Market Report. A reminder, do come out to the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau in Gilman this evening for our Marketing Outlook meeting. Again, that meeting starting at 7 o'clock. Jackie Vakes, Bill Mayer, and Pete Manhart on the panel. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we'll try our best to sort it out and see if we can increase your profitability. Let's go ahead and take a look at the current prices in Kansas City. September wheat now at $8.91, up one. December, $9.14 and a half, down one and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat at $8.58 and a half, down one and a quarter. December, $8.86, up one and a quarter. March, $9.07 and a half, down one and a half. September corn, $5.54 and a half, up one and a half. December, $5.75, up two and a quarter. March, $5.96, up four and a quarter. May, it's not trading at the moment. September beans at $12.87, up eight. November, $12.97, up eight. January, $13.15, up eight and a quarter. March at $13.26 is up three and a quarter. September soybean meal, $353.70, up $3.90. And September soybean oil at $52.32 is down 20. CME livestock, August live cattle, $101.30, down 62 and a half. August feeders, $113, down 65. August lean hogs, not trading. The October version, $76.15, up 35. Looking at Ed Kieser's extended forecast highlights for agriculture, he says Tropical Storm Fay made landfall early this morning about 55 miles south of Fort Myers, Florida. Fay will weaken as it meanders northward through Florida during the next couple of days. Fay is now expected to stay near the Gulf Coast on into the weekend, so it will not impact our weather, at least not anytime soon. Today, mostly sunny with highs generally ranging between 82 and 88 degrees, except slightly cooler near Lake Michigan. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.